the weekend.
It's the next hour of Good Day that you're listening to. I figured it out, 7 past the hour. So it's time for us to spend time talking about your food, accessibility to good food, programs that will support you and your family's desire to acquire good food, reasonably priced. Where do you go to get it? That's all part of the supermarket guru's job. And he happens to be Phil Lempert, who is here to help you out. It may not be your business, but it's his business to find out the businesses that will provide you with the things that you really, now in life, Phil, people have to think all the time. I don't know that I always thought about what I ate. Maybe that's part of the educational process. As a kid growing up, did you think about what you were fed? Did you think about the food? Think about what you were putting in your body?
No, but I think also the food world was very different. It was much more limited. Now, with the traveling that we've done, that we've brought on to our kids, there's more different kinds of foods, more awareness of foods from a health standpoint, from a taste standpoint. People are into foods much more. If you look at the number of cookbooks that have been designed for kids, and you have kids, and I'm talking about 3 to 7 year olds who are now quote unquote foodies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's amazing. You have kids that are eating sushi and all kinds of stuff. So well, I think it's just a very different awareness. And frankly, at times, I think it's disgusting.
Yeah. What, disgusting to spend so much time on it, or disgusting what we're eating?
Oh, no, disgusting to spend so much time on it. And so many of these kids who are into food, it becomes.
Well, you can
weird.
Become neurotic.
Yes,
about it. There's a
absolutely.
Neuroses around. We have like extremes from the obese child in his or her teen years and that extreme. And then the other side of it is to be, it's like a lot of the other fear-based thinking that comes from parents who are afraid of everything and they overcook some of this stuff. So children don't get to relax. They don't get to play or think about it. I mean, it certainly should be on their mind. You spent a couple of days this week with a first lady on a program that is aimed at keeping people conscious of what foods are being served at schools, right?
Yes. I was in Dallas, and it's called, you know, the Let's Move program. Part of the part that I'm involved in is called Chefs Move to Schools.
Uh-huh.
And it's really about getting local chefs to work with the schools to create more interesting, more exciting meals. And part of the whole event yesterday was they actually filmed a Top Chef segment. What they did is they had 2 contestants from Top Chef, real chefs. They took 2 kids, and there were 3 teams, 2 kids from a different school, and then 2 of the Dallas Cowboys. And this team of 6 actually prepared a healthier meal that could be served at school lunch. And it was a lot of fun to watch, and the kids on the teams were probably the best of all of them. The Dallas Cowboys were useless, I'm sorry, when it came to cooking.
They were there for window dressing to get people to pay more attention to the event. And so is that the case with the First Lady, or was she really in? Was Michelle Obama into this?
You know, I'd never met her before.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you, I'm so impressed. She has, not only is she very gracious and very charming, but also she's really into it with the kids. And for probably a little over an hour, she was jumping around and, you know, running around and stuff like that. She had more energy than, you know, than the kids did.
Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, the focus is on what she's eating. And she's talking about the garden. I saw something on one of the, I think it was even one of the entertainment programs this week, about the chefs in the White House and the garden at the White House and mm-hmm. how that whole thing, this has become one of her cause celebs, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, what she really wants to do, and, you know, I equate it back to Lady Bird Johnson when she wanted to clean up America and have people stop throwing, you know, garbage out of their cars when they were driving and stuff like that. She really wants to, during the time that she's in the White House, reverse obesity, get schools to be serving healthier foods, and really, you know, when she was talking to these kids, and there were probably about 200, 250 kids there,
what
she was stressing to them that, number one, you've got to get A's on your report card. Mm-hmm. Number two is you've got to move around, you've got to exercise and so on. And number three, you've got to eat better. And, you know, that's a very powerful message. And these kids, by the way, loved her. They loved her. And you could see the genuine, you know, passion that they had for each other. Now, there was one aspect. There was one time where Sam Cass, who's the White House chef, who's like the MC of this, you know, he asked the kids, how many of you have ever watched Top Chef? I was shocked at this. And again, these are kids probably 10 and under. 90% of them raised their hand that they watched Top Chef.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Isn't that amazing?
Listening,
huh?
To us instead.
Yeah. That's true. Phil Leppert, the supermarket guru, is here. We're talking, as usual, about the foods that you're eating, the programs to get people to be thinking more without it becoming an obsession. But this, we have a lot of directed radio programs and television programs that are aimed at helping you to figure some of this out. We have a couple of people along those lines, a couple of people with us today, Phil, who will do just that, get us to focus on various ways through food to be healthier and better off.
Well, first up is Brendan Brazier, who's written a book called Thrive Foods. And this is basically what the First Lady is talking about, exercise and the right foods to eat. And then Hope Horner, who created something last week, actually in Santa Monica, that I stopped by, which is called BetterYou.com, where it brought a whole bunch of people together on the beach, gave them food, gave them exercise, yoga lessons, everything else. And what she really wants to do is be able to take this model. And by the way, there's no cost. Just people could go to it and so on. Just take this model out across the country where you get people exposed to exercising and healthier foods.
All right. So it's all about food. If you go to Phil's website, supermarketguru.com, you get lots of helpful information to do. That's where I would start, because every day he has a different tip. I think that we've had a lot of discussion, for some reason or another, everywhere this week about diabetes. And one of the things that you posted on your website was a pre-diabetes diet of sorts, mm-hmm. How to know what's going on. Diabetes is in the news because of the study of sugar. You saw that, sugar being toxic, and how some people think it ought to be a controlled substance, Phil.
Absolutely. You know, when you take a look at the amount of sugar, sugars of all kinds, whether it's sugar or corn syrup or high fructose corn syrup or whatever that we consume, it is shocking. And so many of it, you know, people think, oh, I'm going to add two sugars to my coffee and I'll switch to sweet and low instead, and that solves the problem. It's not that sugar. We're talking about the sugar that's hidden in all of our foods that is used as an ingredient, so it has a sweet taste, so we like it more. That's what's doing us in.
Yeah, and there's so much of it. The high fructose corn sugar, some fruits even are loaded with sugars, even though they're natural. That's something to be aware of when you're having an orange, for example. There's lots and lots of sugar there. Apples, I think, have a lot of it. But yeah, you got to have some of this. It's just the cane sugar, the white sugar, is especially, and so is that high fructose corn syrup. That's especially damaging to you, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and again, the reason that it's in so many products is it's an easy additive to products to make them balance. For example, ketchup has high fructose corn syrup. Heinz does. Hunt's uses regular sugar.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do it so that they don't have to balance the acidity of the tomatoes.
Yeah.
You know, it's just an easier way to process foods. Ketchup should not have any sugar in it. Come on. Why are we adding sugar to it?
Well, taste. As Americans are all about taste. What do you recommend in terms of food sources? Focusing not only on the sugar, but the other information this week is how much salt there is in bread. Mm-hmm. How do people know when they go in to some of the big supermarket chains that you monitor, how do they know, can you look at the label and see how much sodium is in there and equate that? But bread apparently is the biggest culprit when it comes to salt. It's not the salt shaker putting it on your potatoes, but it's in the breads that we all eat.
Yep. You know, that's the key. It's all about reading those ingredients, the nutritional labels that are on these products, and people just don't take the time. You know, on average, we spend 22 minutes grocery shopping every week. Mm-hmm. So that's not a lot of time. What we need to do is we need to slow down, need to read those ingredients. And most people, when they start reading ingredients, are shocked to see the kinds of things that are in there. Now, you're also going to find a whole bunch of products that you've never heard of in the ingredients. That's why you need to download the free Smarter Shopping app from the iTunes store. So when you're in the store and you come across one of these ingredients that you don't know, you just look it up on the app and it'll tell you whether or not this is something you want to consume or not. Because often these, you know, very long, hard-to-pronounce words are really natural substances, but they scare us. What we need to be worried about are the sodiums and the sugars, often not some of these other things.
Yep. All right. So questions, certainly we'll take them and encourage them at 800-510-8255 about breads, about sugar, about what to be. We'll turn it around and find out what you can thrive on with Brendan Brazier, who is one of the professional iron men that are very visible these days on the media. So
I've got
Phil
to tell you
Leppard,
an Iron Man story, too.
Yeah, you do? You're an Iron Man?
No, but I will tell you an Iron Man.
I can see you
story.
As an Iron Man. I didn't see that. I don't know. In my dreams. Nope. It's 18 after the hour.
It's the Jockey Men's Underwear Sale at Macy's, with 25% savings on our entire Jockey collection. 25% off all Jockey Classic and Bonus Value Packs, including 4-pack boxers, boxer briefs, and 6-pack briefs, plus crew and V-neck tees. 25% off all Jockey boxers, all Jockey pouch and Elance collections, and more. All Jockey Men's Underwear, 25% off at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Sale ends February 20th.
If a new national survey is any indication, Valentine's Day 2012 will be a date to remember for many couples. A full 40% of men and women in relationships say they expect or are planning to get engaged on February 14th this year. Whether you're planning to pop the question or not, celebrity entertaining expert David Tutera has some tips to impress your Valentine this year.
This Valentine's Day, remember, rings aren't exclusively for proposals. A special piece of jewelry is perfect for symbolizing your love and options abound. Browse online or in store. You may be surprised by the selection and prices. Sears, for example, has sold jewelry since 1888 and expanded its assortment by 60% this year. Instead of flowers or chocolates, go for something out of the ordinary like the latest tech gadget. Prepare a meal like the one you shared on your first date or your wedding night.
To browse the hottest Valentine's Day gifts, visit Sears stores nationwide or sears.com/gifts.
If you need help eating right, finding the right foods, then I would suggest you go to supermarketguru.com and check out your daily special. What have you tested this week that you liked or didn't like?
You know, in fact, it's interesting. This week we had more misses than normal. We actually had products that were horrible that came out, which, you know, is odd.
Yeah.
One of the things that we did have is we had almond water, which was kind of interesting. I'd never tasted almond water before. Then what we had is we had the new Cheerios, which I know you're going to crinkle up your nose, but these are Dulce de Leche Cheerios, and it was actually a hit. Very tasty. And
new Cheerios are a hit. All right, but you've got info on the recommendations at supermarketguru.com. Stand by. We meet Brendan Brazier in a moment here on Good Day Weekend.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-888-8888. 646-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
After the hour now on the Good Day Weekend program, Iron Man, Brendan Brazier, also a best-selling author. He's written a book called Thrive Food, so we're here to talk about recipes and fitness together. As you know, Brian, this program, I'm sorry, Brendan, is all about food and the essence of where to find good food. Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru, is the expert. He writes columns all over the place. By the way, just hold on a second, Brendan. What's in the Huffington Post column this week, Phil?
It's all about beet juice. Forget about pomegranate juice. It is over. It's now about beet juice and why we should be drinking beet juice on a regular basis. Now, the only downside to beet juice, it is loaded with everything that's good for us. The only downside is it will stain your mouth red. Yeah. And also, not to get a little gross here on early morning, but when you relieve yourself, everything will be red as well.
Yeah. Red. Okay. So it's all right.
I just want to warn people.
I'm a big fan of beets. I love beets.
Yep.
There's something about them. Cook them, a little butter on them.
Well, actually cooked, they have less nutrients than the beet juice itself.
Drink the water that you cook them in. That's what they always say. If you're cooking broccoli or any of these things, once you've cooked them, everybody says drink the water and throw the broccoli away.
Yep.
You hear that all the time. All right, so let's bring in Brendan Brazier, who is a professional Iron Man. What I want to know is are you married to a woman who's a professional Iron Woman?
I'm not.
Ah. There are professional women who do what you do.
Where did that come from, Doug?
Right? Huh?
No. Now, I've got to tell you something, Brendan. You know, not only is the book terrific, but also I want to spend a moment. You might have heard earlier, I spent yesterday in Dallas with the First Lady with the Let's Move program, and she's really talking to these kids about, you know, getting out there and moving and exercising and eating right and so on. And certainly you've done this with your life. I guess the first question, you know, what triggered you to become an Iron Man?
Well, I started out when I was around 15. I was just running track in high school, like a lot of kids that age do, of course. And I just really enjoyed it. I'm not a competitive person by nature, but I just liked running. I just thought it was a fun thing to do. So I thought if I could be that professionally and make a living as an athlete, that would really be amazing. Then I would just do what I wanted to do all day long. And soon after, I learned that I like running. I learned that I like swimming and cycling. So I thought, okay, well, triathlon, that would be a great career for me, I figured. So that's what got me into it, was just enjoying those things and wanting to do that full-time as a career.
When was the first Ironman that you competed in?
That wasn't until quite a few years out of high school. I believe it was 98, so I was 20, 21, 22 when I did my first one. I did some triathlons before that, but not the Ironman distance. And Ironman distance, by the way, you may know, it's a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike ride, and then a marathon, so 26.2 miles, which obviously is pretty long, so you really got to train a lot for it. And most kids in high school don't do that distance, kind of work up to it over time.
No, absolutely. Now, let's shift gears to food. Obviously, your book, Thrive Foods, talks about, you know, eating whole foods and plant foods. Give us the 101 on why this is so important.
Well, for me, I kind of came to it just looking for performance edge. When I was 15 and I started running, I was trying to get better because I really wanted to stack the odds in my favor of having this professional career as an athlete. And I looked into what the top guys were doing in the world, the top athletes, as far as training goes, and I found it really wasn't that different from the average athlete. It was pretty much the same training program. So, of course, I asked myself, well, how is it if some guys are top of the world, others are average, they do the same training, what's going on here? What's that other factor? And I found it had to do with the rate of recovery, basically just the rate they could get their body to regenerate and renew itself after exercise. And then I found that recovery was largely dependent on nutrition. So that's what got me into nutrition in the first place, was just really that desire to recover more quickly, which would, of course, mean I could train more in less time and improve at a faster rate. So for me, it was all performance-driven, and I tried a bunch of different ways of eating, and some were better than others, but nothing really amazed me. And then I tried a plant-based diet, which actually at first didn't really work that well, but then a plant-based whole food diet and a diet that was put together properly did work very well, and I've stuck with it ever since.
So what would be an example of the foods that are most common other than, I mean, let's maybe spend a minute and talk about what your normal food intake is in a given day, plant-based.
Sure. Yeah, well, I have, I like smoothies, so I'll definitely have a smoothie at least once a day, which will consist of fruit usually as the base. But then a protein source such as hemp protein, pea protein, rice protein, always a greens component, whether it's chlorella, which is an algae, or even more basic things such as kale or spinach. And then omega-3 fats, the source of that, whether it's chia or flax. Blend all that together, have that. Of course, it's very nutrient-dense. You get a lot of nutrition that's easy to digest, obviously, it's liquid, so it's pretty easy in your system. You spend less energy digesting it. Therefore, you have more energy. One of the principles I talk about in the book, I call high net gain nutrition, meaning you choose foods to digest easily but return a lot of nutrition. So a little energy out, a lot of nutrition in. Yeah. I find that really helps.
All right, so let's check it out at Thrive. The book's called Thrive Foods. Brendan Brazier here, who has some pretty interesting thoughts about what to do to keep
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Physical, we are mental, we are emotional, we are spiritual beings, as it were. Eating well,
hungry.
Drinking well, would you say, 100%?
We're hungry beings.
We are hungry.
Yeah.
We have breakfast again, like we did a couple of weeks ago. Phil Lippert, who's the supermarket guru, is here. Spent the day yesterday with Michelle Obama. ChefsMoveToSchool.org was the sponsoring organization. It's a part of the Let's Move program in which the First Lady is not only active, I guess it was her idea, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was totally her idea, the whole Let's Move program. It's part of USDA. They're out there. They're doing things. In fact, she's on this whirlwind tour for 4 days. Dallas was just, I think, the third or fourth stop.
Yep.
She was in Arkansas, Iowa, went to a military base, actually went to an Olive Garden restaurant.
Really?
Somewhere, yeah. And then hit the Dallas schools.
She went to
and
an Olive Garden restaurant?
Other places. Huh?
An Olive Garden?
An Olive Garden restaurant, because they actually have changed their menu based on what the guidelines are, dietary guidelines are. They've reduced sodium substantially and so on. Olive Garden.
You're kidding.
No, who knew? Who would know? I can't remember the last time I was in Olive Garden.
Yeah. I went to, I thought they used to have a great menu, and I found them good. But now the menu is very blah, very common. And you have to wait in line. I don't even begin to understand how people... There's an Olive Garden in the town
wait
I live
in. Line at an Olive Garden.
There's a line every time you go by there. There's a line. And this is an area that has reasonably decent restaurants. The world-famous Ken's Steakhouse is pretty much across the street from it, where the salad dressing comes from.
Yep.
And, you know, it's an old sort of almost towny restaurant now that is run by... the son of the founder, and he's a Jerkelburger, so whether...
Son of Ken.
Son of Ken, exactly. Son of Ken makes lots of money on Son of Ken's dad's mother's dressings.
Right.
So the restaurant is just sort of, it's kind of a fun place to go if you're in town. But anyway, the essence of it is that you have a lot of attention being given to this, and I'm just surprised at the Olive Garden being a player in this. But it's good publicity. Speaking
of
that,
great publicity.
If you go to DougSteffen.com, you'll see Phil Lembert in the contributors box, supermarket guru. Right next to his picture is a way for you to sign up for the supermarketguru.com's food and health news flash. Just look, you'll see it's just a box, and you'll put your name, or actually your email address in, submit it, and you'll get the Supermarket Guru's food and health news flash free. Sign up for that at supermarketguru.com.
I'm going to do that.
You ought to. Meanwhile, let's meet Hope Horner, who is the founder of BetterYou.com. She's going to make us better.
So what happened is yesterday I was with the First Lady, and a week ago Saturday I was with Hope at the initial BetterYou.com event that happened on the beach in Santa Monica. So Hope, welcome.
Wait a minute, how come I didn't get invited to this?
Well,
that's a big idea.
I don't know. You weren't here. You were in Massachusetts.
I was here. I could have.
You
come.
Were here last Saturday?
I think I was. I would have come. So. If I'd have known there was a big deal going, Hope, can you have a special event just for me? Never mind, we won't invite Phil. Just invite me and I'll come down. How's that for a deal?
Of course. Of course. We would love to have another event just for you.
All right.
Just well, I've got to tell you, Doug, you missed something spectacular. Because when you really think about what is going to get us to eat right, what is going to get us to exercise and move, it's got to be about enjoyment and fun. And what Hope has put together with the Better For You event, not event, Hope, help me out. What would we call this?
Yeah, it was a Better You launch party.
Launch party. Okay. You had people on the beach doing yoga, doing exercises. I was not one of them. There were people, you know, just eating and having fun and talking to nutrition experts. It was great. You should have come.
Thank you.
All right,
Doug,
we
should have come.
All right, so yeah, I got it. I'm not, I wasn't
you
in the primary room. I should have come. All right, so this a whole business of celebrities getting in, does it really pay to have... Phil and I wonder about this all the time. There's so much attention given now to the same sort of thing. Do you have to change the message just by the messenger changing? How do we separate the wheat from the chaff, Hope, I guess, is the question.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question? What was it about celebrities you were saying?
Celebrities, the message is clear, and the message is the same, whether it's the First Lady, your group, how to make yourself better, how are you going to be healthier, eating better, exercise. It's the same consistent message. Do we have to change the people who are giving the advice so people will still pay attention to, you know, what it is that's being suggested here? There's the bevy of beauties. We all look at the
Doug, we know. Yeah,
the message is the same.
We know what to do, but we don't do it.
Right, we don't.
That's the point.
Well,
so
speak for yourself. I do it.
Yeah, but we don't do it. So as a result, you know what I think Hope is doing, what the First Lady is doing, is trying to communicate to people in a way that empowers them to get a better lifestyle, to eat better, to exercise more. That's what it's all about. And if you need a celebrity to do it, albeit, great, who cares? But we have, you know, 2/3 of Americans who are obese or overweight. We have diabetes going through the roof. We have heart disease going through the roof, cancer going through the roof. We're doing something wrong. So we don't know how to empower people. I think Hope does.
Hope?
Yeah, I think
you should have come. You should have come last week. You would have been empowered.
Not at all. You should have come.
You should have come. Right. Should have been at dinner. Should have been there.
But no, I think the celebrities are a great way to catch attention. But on the site, you know, we really focus on having all kinds of providers, whether they're celebrity trainers or celebrity nutritionists, to every independent provider that we can find that's qualified and has the proper background and certifications that we're looking for. Because, no, not necessarily. You don't have to have, you know, the best of the best personal trainer and nutritionist just to change your life. You know, and we want to make sure that we have an option for everyone.
Tell us about you and how you got into this. What's your background?
Sure. I actually worked in the fitness business on the sales side for about 8 years, most recently at Equinox Fitness for about 4 years. And I saw the revolving door of the personal trainers coming in, you know, getting certified and then trying to take their clients outside. Once they were outside, they struggled to manage and market their independent business. So I wanted to create a platform to help them do that, to provide the support and the autonomy that they needed outside the gym for them to run their own businesses. And conversely, you know, we expanded that into the fitness and beauty markets more broadly and gives consumers a direct outlet to find these people and to make themselves better while the providers better their business.
Do you think that we all are on the same page? We seem to, again, we're not doing it. We acknowledge we ought to be doing it. Is there an unagreed upon definition of what looks good, what feels good? There are a lot of people who talk about how the perfect woman, or this is what the perfect woman looks like, or the perfect man. And I'm not sure that there's agreement in that area.
You know, I definitely don't think there's agreement. I think we've actually circled back a lot to acknowledging the fact that skinny isn't always beautiful if it's not healthy. You know, I think that we're starting to recognize, you know, being healthier and being more fit and, you know, the athletic body really coming back into play a lot more than it was, you know, say 10 years ago, which is great because, what is most important is being healthy inside and outside and regardless.
Yeah, see, Phil knows this. I have a penchant for women who I'm interested in women that look like men, but I'm interested in women who have muscle. There's a thing that comes from that bespeaks of confidence, independence, and that is also something that, as a man, I find desirable in a woman. I don't want dependence. Independence is a quality, and I think that comes a lot of it. From what you do with your body, and what you do with your body comes from how you eat. And
see, I'm at the opposite spectrum.
I know.
I don't want women with muscles. Okay. I mean, I want them to be fit, obviously.
Yeah.
But the whole muscle thing?
Well, I think that muscles, I mean, it's a definition of muscles. But when you get to a point, especially as you age, if you don't have muscles holding your skeleton together, you're going to fall apart.
Help me here.
Go ahead.
You know, I think everyone's definition of beauty can be different, but I think that healthy is probably on both of your lists.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And Doug, you should have been there because you would have seen a lot of women on the beach doing yoga with their muscles.
Uh-huh. Well, I wasn't invited. Nobody invited me. I wanted to go. So what else? BetterYou.com.
Yeah, so let's talk about the website. Besides having this great event, what Hope has put together is BetterYou.com, which is basically a source of services across the country where you could get beauty services, massage, nutritionists, chefs, fitness services, all kinds of things. So Hope, tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So we just launched here in Los Angeles County where we do have a plethora of providers in all of our different verticals, fitness, beauty, health, and we are expanding pretty quickly across the country and, you know, just trying to give people more options everywhere. And currently you can find personal trainers, massage therapists, estheticians, nutritionists, you know, anyone from even tanning, styling, just anything you could be looking for looking and feeling better, we're going to have here on the site.
And girls with muscles, Doug. You should go on the site.
I am. I'm actually just going. I'm going to the site right now. Yeah, what were you saying, Hope?
Just the fact you can connect with any kind of provider on the site. We're in Los Angeles County now and expanding pretty quickly.
All right. So this would be something that would be available pretty much around the country as soon as you can put it all together.
Absolutely. And actually, you can sign up anywhere in the country right now. It just will take, when you sign up process, let us see where you're signing up so we can begin focusing on adding more providers in your area.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage everyone to sign up all the time. And I get calls all over the place with new providers in that area. So we're excited.
This is basically like a matchmaker service, but about fitness, beauty, and wellness. Right?
Yeah, definitely in a lot of ways.
A matchmaker service? How do you mean?
Yeah. So, you know, if I wanted to find a nutritionist, you know, I could log on to Better You, and then, you know, a bunch of nutritionists will come up in my area that I could then call, you know, discuss whatever, and then decide who to hire. And there's also great deals on it. I don't want to use the Groupon model, but for example, I'm on it now, and there's an introductory deal for a nutritionist, normally $595. You can save $100, and it's $495. So you get a deal.
Absolutely. We encourage all of our providers to offer incentives for new clients and things, you know, special offers, in addition to just lower prices anyways from outside the gym or the spa that they normally work in. And you can search by price, you can search by reviews, you can search by male, female, provider, specialty, anything that you could be looking for, we have a filter for.
Look at this. Fitness services include trainers, people that specialize in Pilates, yoga, boxing, martial arts, boot camps. So you can get that at the site. You can get massage. You can get the advice from a nutritionist, acupuncture, chiropractic, neurofeedback, and you can get skin care advice, how to take care of your hair and your nails, makeup, all of that stuff. Yeah. You should go get your
and
chest.
And you could sort by muscles.
You could, yeah, well, you can get your chest waxed through one of these programs, Phil.
Why would you get your chest waxed?
Well, I think that's what some women don't like hair on your chest. Isn't that right, Hope?
Some may not.
Some may not. All right.
You should have come to this, Doug.
I understand I should have come to it. We'll have better luck next time. All right, Hope, you get the message. Next time you do this, you need to invite me. How's that for a deal?
You got it. Number one.
All right. Check out the website, betteryou.com. Hope Horner is the founder and CEO of betteryou.com. Thanks for joining us, Hope.
Gentlemen, Tuesday, it is Valentine's Day. And if you have love in your heart, you would do well to put some Godiva in her hands. But you have only a few days left to pick up any number of extraordinary Godiva Belgian chocolates. Or, may I suggest, some luscious hand-dipped chocolate strawberries? After all, when it comes to affairs of the heart, as we all know, nothing works like Godiva.
It's the Jockey Men's Underwear Sale at Macy's, with 25% savings on our entire Jockey collection. 25% off all Jockey Classic and Bonus Value Packs, including 4-pack boxers, boxer briefs, and 6-pack briefs, plus crew and V-neck tees. 25% off all Jockey boxers, all Jockey pouch and Elance collections, and more. All Jockey Men's Underwear, 25% off at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Sale ends February 20th.
Child Obesity 180 is kicking off a nationwide contest called the Act of Schools Acceleration Project, or ASAP, to find schools that are doing the best jobs of keeping kids active and fit. The group is working with First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign to help reverse the trend of childhood obesity. Funding comes from the nation's leading health plans, according to ASAP charter member David Cordani, president and CEO of Cigna.
As a father of two, I'm very concerned that the percentage of overweight or obese children in America has doubled in the past 20 years. That's why many of the leaders in the health insurance sector are taking concrete steps to improve the health of our nation's youth. The best way to have a healthy life is to start by being an active child in the first place.
ASAP is calling for entries from schools that have come up with creative and fun ways to keep kids active. The contest will award a total of $500,000 in prizes. To nominate your school program, visit www.activeschoolsasap.org.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about a chicken with its head cut off. Okay, how many times do we say to ourselves, I'm running around like a chicken without a head? Now, number one, has anybody ever seen a chicken without a head? Number two, if you did, you would probably think that that chicken is deceased. And yet, believe it or not, a chicken can live 1 minute after it's having its head cut off. And there is documentation that says there is actually one chicken that went on to live for 18 minutes. What's the point? Yeah, things might not be good right now, but life goes on. Don't worry about it. Don't say you're running around with a chicken without a head. Just say to yourself, at this very moment, things are not as organized as I would like them to be, but they will be, because I will be like that chicken who crossed the road. I will take my time. I will get to my destination, and then things will be great for me. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Your Daily High is complemented by your Weekend High, which you get by listening to Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, here on Good Day Weekend.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during hockey season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
30 seconds left on the power play. Chris Tweeter of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Your girlfriend wants an engagement ring for Valentine's Day, and you really should score here before they bring in another man. Also, quit wiping barbecue sauce on your pants. It's called a napkin. Use it.
She's trying to tell you something. This Valentine's Day, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
If you want a fancy fan or a turkey born in Turkestan, or a slave that's awfully African, or a teapot early Ming, come to the supermarket in Old Peking.
Now, I was actually in a supermarket in Peking,
Beijing,
probably about 22, 23 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was fascinating because what... And I'm sure it's changed since then. But what would happen is the different jars or bottles that come into the store, they don't have labels on them. You actually have the people in the stores putting the labels on the jars and bottles. That's number one. Number two is, you know, they are very frugal when it comes to bags or wrapping or whatever else. And honest, I saw this guy that goes up to the fish counter, picks out a fish. They give it to him. They wrap it in like a piece of newspaper. The guy puts it in his pocket and walks out.
Really?
I mean, he paid for it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. They're not into the plastic or paper bags or anything like that.
Well, I think that oftentimes we're on information overload. And yep. What we try to do with the information that's available from your area of specialty is make it interesting. It's like going into the supermarket. The program needs to be colorful. It needs to have different points of view. But using the spoken word on the radio allows you to use your imagination. So think about it this way. This week there's been a lot of attention being given to so-called whole grain foods. But apparently... it's mostly white flour that is, even if you're buying whole grain, the investigation suggests that there's way too much white flour. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's part of the salt problem. But you can visualize going into the supermarket, into the bread section, and I just close my eyes, and instead of thinking about the bread, I'm thinking of salt shakers where the bread is. I don't know whether
A weird spoken word, I agree, but I'm not sure that there's a lot of listeners out there that the next time they go into the bread aisle are going to see salt shakers.
But that's what they ought to see, because that's what it is.
We want them to read those labels, read the ingredients, and just because it might say, just because it might be brown bread doesn't mean it's whole grain. Just because the big letters on the front says whole grains, turn it around. If the first ingredient is white flour, guess what? You're not getting whole grains.
No.
And that's why you want to look for that whole grain seal also.
If you look at Eggo Nutri-Grain, say it again, Doug.
Yeah.
Eggo Nutri-Grain whole wheat waffles, they aren't. And they have, they're loaded with the Eggo waffles. They're loaded with white flour.
Yep.
Loaded with it. And so you have, so why isn't the FDA cracking down these people that mislabel stuff?
Well, the way they're labeling it is within the regulations.
No, yeah.
The problem is that the regulations aren't as strict as they need to be.
The regulations are influenced by people from Kellogg's giving millions of dollars in campaign contribution to politicians and thus influencing, plus people from Kellogg's and General Mills. They go to work for the government for 3 or 4 years. They come out of these companies. They go to work. They change all the regulations to satisfy them, and then they go back to work for the companies that they are benefiting by having been, quote-unquote, in public service. Give me a break.
Well, they learn the system.
Yeah,
you know, that's probably, you know, the biggest problem with these people that go to Washington for a few years. It's not to do good. It's not to change behavior. It's to learn the system so that they can get around it.
All right. On the Supermarket Guru website, you have a group of tips for keeping your freezer it's about freezer burn, frost, all that stuff, or what is the approach?
Yeah. Well, the thing to realize is you could save a lot of money if when you see something on sale, you buy it and you freeze it.
Right.
The problem that most people have is they don't know how to freeze properly. And they might not have, you know, their freezer set at the right temperature, which needs to be at zero. Mm-hmm. So first of all, whenever you freeze anything, even if it's in the original packaging, my recommendation is you then put it in like a Ziploc freezer bag over that package. You date it. You get a little Sharpie marker. You put the date on it, because people also have this perception that if it's in my freezer, it lasts forever.
Yeah,
not true.
All right, so check out these tips. Phil Everett, the Supermarket Guru, at thesupermarketguru.com. We also have him connected in Phil's box at dougsteffen.com. Phil Everett, the Supermarket Guru, every weekend here on Good Day.